Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you tonight. And we just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless you. Each of you on tonight, we're grateful, as always, that you have decided to be with us on tonight. Truly, truly, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing. We are glad in it on tonight. God bless you, each and every one of you, no matter where you're listening from. We just want to thank you for coming to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you to our international listeners, expanding now in well over into 120 countries. And we just give God thanks and we just give God praise. We bless the Lord, amen, for each and every one of you on tonight, whatever country you're calling in from or you're listening in from here on the radio side of this broadcast. We just want to thank God for you. We want to let you know that we know that you're listening in. Amen. You may not be listening in at the time that we're broadcasting, but at some point or another, amen, you are tuning into the Prayer News Network Global. And we're so grateful for that. We are. We're so very grateful. We're grateful for each of you, again, that have joined us on tonight. Again, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite them to come out, people of God. Amen. We are live on tonight, as you know. Right now we are running live on Sunday, Monday, and Friday. Glory to God. Amen. As our scheduling changes, we will change. But as of right now, Sunday, Monday, and Friday night. And we're so grateful for the man and woman of God that have committed to these times. We bless God for each of them. Amen. We thank God for their commitment to come and to be a blessing to the people of God. Amen. And so for this, we thank him. For this, we praise him. And as always, people of God, we thank God for you. We want to ask you again to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on out and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. For truly, we know that there is a word from the Lord. Amen. And we're not going to, amen, tarry long in getting, amen, to the word on tonight. But we do want to acknowledge our leaders. Want to acknowledge my leaders on tonight, the, amen, late Apostle Dr. S.C. James. Thanking God for him and thanking God on tonight for our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and thanking him for our presiding bishop and my pastor, none other than Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thank God on tonight for the women of God that stand by their side. We do thank God for the women of God that stand by their side, helping them to hold up the bloodstained banner, helping them to pray. Amen. Not just to pray, but to pray through for the body of Christ. So we bless God and thank God for our advisors, each and every one of them. Amen. We thank God for our advisors. We thank God for them on tonight, people of God. Amen. And we thank God for our scripture reader, thanking God for our prayer warrior on tonight. As you know, people of God, since the pandemic, since the close of the, in quote, pandemic, amen, a lot of normalcy has occurred. And there are a lot of people, amen, that were just kind of with us that are not with us now because they had full, vibrant ministries. They had, amen, Jesus, their leaders themselves. So we thank God for the time that they came to be with us. We bless God for that time that they were able to give us, people of God. Amen. Times are changing, and we're changing with the time. Amen. So we thank God for each of them, each of our advisors. We thank God on tonight for you, people of God, for those of you that continue to come, that continue to tell people about the PNN. Glory to God. It never ceases to amaze me when I go certain places. Amen. People are telling me that, you know, I'm listening in to the broadcast. I'm listening into the broadcast. And I was like, wow, you know, people that you don't think or, you know, you're just in general conversation. And they'll say, you know, I've been so blessed, you know, by the PNN. And that's always a good feeling to know that someone is being blessed by the work of ministry, by the word that comes over this line. And so, again, like I said, we just lay my grandmother to rest. And now there were those that were at the funeral, amen, at the home going, that came up to me and was telling me how blessed they have been, amen, and how, you know, sometimes they say I'm busy, blah, 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 but I make time, I make time. So people are running after this word. People are blessed by this word. And we thank the Lord, amen, for each of them, amen. And we thank God again for each of you that helped to keep this platform, to help keep this outreach ministry going. We thank God for you on tonight. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you more than you know. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, people of God, we want to go ahead and get ready to sanctify the line. As always, we want you to go ahead and get your pen and pencil and get ready to listen in on tonight. Get ready to, amen, get those nuggets, to capture those nuggets that fall from the lips of God's appointed speaker on tonight. We want you to get ready. We want you to get your heart ready. We want you to get your spirit ready. Amen. Get your pen, your pencil, your pad, your whatever you're needing to take your notes, We want you to go ahead and do that. Amen. Go ahead and do that. And listen, let me just tell you something, people of God. Let me just put a plug in your ear during our camp meeting. Even though, you know, we always encourage you to get a pen and pencil, amen, to forever since the PNN has been going on. And to tell somebody about it, tell somebody about the PNN. Tell somebody about it. Listen. Tell them what you learned. Tell them what you got out of it. So don't you know, people of God, that during our last camp meeting here, summer camp meeting, the man of God began to tell the people to get your notes, write your information down. And then he said, and once you get it, he said, tell someone about it. He said, tell someone about it because we can be sitting listening to one message. We can be listening to one message, the same message, and you may get something out of it that I didn't get. And so when you sit to share, those nuggets just fall and help people to retain. It helps you to, amen, bring it back, recall in your memory. So there is a method too. Taking down these messages. They are a blessing, and they will bless you when you go and tell someone else, amen, and it will also bless them, amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God again. We thank God again. People of God, we want you to go ahead and get ready tonight. We're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come on over and bless the line for us on tonight. And then right after her, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. And people of God, right after our scripture reading on tonight, we're going to, amen, be graced, amen, the platform graced on tonight with our speaker's long-standing commitment to come and to be here on the PNN. Amen. She has been a blessing, beyond blessings to us. And we thank God for her. And that's none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. And we thank God for her. We thank God for her commitment and her dedication, again, to come and bless the people of God. Amen. So right after our scripture reading, people of God, we're going to have Prophetess Sharon Duncan to come, coming to us by way of Jerusalem Temple. Amen, Jesus. The Temple of the Bride is our headquarters. Church, our headquarters location. So we thank God for her. Thank her again for her commitment, her dedication. And at this time, people of God, we release the line to Missionary Fan. And in that order, we will move forth. God bless you, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight. Lord God, giving you the praise, the glory, giving you the honor tonight, Lord God. We come to say thank you tonight, Lord God. We just want to thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come to say we appreciate you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we glorify your holy name. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, for Lord God, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy of, Lord God, every hallelujah, every thank you, Lord. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight. Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, our transgressions, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us this night and forgive us, Lord God, for anything we may have said Lord God, or we may have thought, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to you. We come tonight with a repentant heart, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For we don't want our coming to be in vain tonight, Lord God. So we repent, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord God, and knowing we ask you to forgive us this night. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to move by your spirit, by your mighty power tonight, Lord God. We ask you to have your mighty way tonight on this land. In the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to bless, Lord God, heal, Lord God, deliver, save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Lord God, just to look on this line tonight, Lord God, each and every one of us, name by name, Lord God. Some, Lord God, you know, come looking for one thing, and some come looking for another, Lord God. But we all come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, on one accord tonight, Lord God, lifting up your name, Lord God, waiting to hear, Lord God, what you have to say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, waiting to hear, Lord God, what the Spirit, Lord God, man, will say unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way once again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For, Lord God, we love you, we magnify you, we glorify you, we lift you up, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, in spite of, Lord God, we thank you. We glorify you, Lord God, this night in the name of Jesus. For, Lord God, you've been so good to us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And you've been so kind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And most of all, you've been so merciful. And, Lord God, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We glorify you tonight. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look on, Lord God, this woman of God tonight. In the name of Jesus, we asking you, Lord God, to have your way. Send your choice anointing tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, open up our spiritual ears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, our spiritual eyes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Minister Bradley, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless her right now, Lord God, in the way that you see fit. Only you know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, move, Lord God, on her behalf this night. In the precious name of Jesus, and we will give your name the praise. We'll give your name the glory, the honor, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN Revival, to the PNN Prayer Warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 2 Peter, the 3rd through the 11th verse. 2 Peter, the 1st chapter, the 3rd through the 11th verse. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love. And beside this, given all diligence add to you and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. But if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the reverend brethren, ye are diligent to make your calling elector sure. But if ye do these things, ye shall never fail, never fall. For so in interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I have read to you the 2nd chapter of Peter, the 2nd Peter, the 1st chapter, the 3rd through the 11th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of this holy word.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus. He indeed is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of the glory. He is worthy of the honor. There is none like him. Bless his name. There is none beside him. There is none to be compared to him. He is God and God alone, all by himself. Bless his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we give him the glory and the praise tonight for being such a wonderful Savior, a kind and compassionate Savior. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so we are thankful and grateful for the opportunity to come into his presence one more time to hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto the churches, not only to the church, but to the nations and the world at large. Oh, bless his name on tonight. And so, Father, as I come before thee, God, I sanctify myself. I thank you, Lord God, that you may have your way. I lift you up tonight. I worship you. I praise you. I exalt you. I extol you because you are God. Hallelujah. And beside you, there is no other God. We come to say thank you, God, for the opportunity to come together one more time from every nation, city, state, island, keys, wherever we are from. Whatever nation, culture, God, ethnicity, whatever it is tonight, we come to give you glory. We come to magnify and to hear what you would want us to hear tonight. Touch the ears of the hearers, oh God, that we would hear what you are saying. Touch our minds tonight, that we would have the mind to be receptive of what the Spirit of God is saying unto us in this last hour. We want to thank you, Lord God, tonight, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart may be acceptable and will be acceptable in your sight. We bind the will of the enemy. We bind every opposing or every opposition, every agenda, bless his name, every plot and plan against this prayer line tonight, against this word, against your people right now. God, we pull it down, neutralize every power that is assigned, God, to block and to stop. We uproot you now and send you back from where you came in Jesus' name. And Father God, let not your word fall on deaf ear, but let this word make and melt and mold us to be the sons of God that you've called and ordained us to be. It has already been established, and we say that it is in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And tonight I do give God the glory, as protocol has already been established. I do stand in agreement with it tonight, but I do honor my pastor, who is Pastor Lindsay, the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, and his wife tonight, Evangelist Bradley, her prayer warriors and advisors tonight, and you who may be leaders wherever you're from, I greet you tonight in the name of Jesus, our soon coming King. Bless his name. And tonight, people of God, we're going to deal with God's desire for humility, God's desire for a humble and contrite spirit. Bless his name. And I was praying, that was in 2020 on March the 3rd, I was praying and I took up the book of James and I began to look into it. And then I began to write as God was speaking to me concerning it. But God desires genuine humility in this last hour. People of God, tonight, God is truly looking for those with a humble spirit. Hallelujah. Very last hour. But there is so much going on in the world and in the body of Christ that it seems that so many are falling away and being led astray by false doctrines and teachings. Oh, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Compromising and sugarcoating messages are on the arise, and people are being deceived by signs and wonder. Oh, glory to his name tonight. Only teaching the truth in this last hour will set the captive free. Only speaking the truth and teaching the truth according to God's word will set anyone free in this last hour. A lot of people are captive, and it's going to take the word of pure, genuine, agape love and word of God to set the captive free. Many in the churches are still held in captivity. Even though they are a part of the body of Christ, we can look around and see how the warfare church has intensified. Bless his name. And we are fighting against each other. Oh, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. And forgetting that it is not each other that we should be fighting. We are not each other's enemy. But demonic forces, hallelujah, tonight, have been assigned to bring divisions among us. This is a chapter. It's about rebuke of worldliness and not just humility. And I'm coming from James chapter 4, verses, starting from verses 1, and it says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? That's a question. Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? So what is happening is going on the inside of us. Verse 2 said, ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have. Teen, ye fight and war, yet ye have not because you ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that you may consume it, excuse me, upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enemy with God, which means it's hostile with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Do ye think that this in vain? The spirit that dwells in us lusted to envy. And that is not talking about the Holy Ghost. It is talking about your own spirit that dwells in you is lusting to envy. Our spirits are lusting after so many things. We desire the things of the flesh. Bless his name. And so our spirit is lusting. Bless his name. And it's going to take the Holy Ghost to bring it under subjection. Verse 6 says, But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Oh, bless his name tonight. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and by your hearts, ye double-minded. And when we think about sinners and double mind, we may be thinking about people who are out there. But we have this problem in the body of Christ because James was addressing this not to the world alone, but he was addressing this to the people that are in the church. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. When he said mourning, he meant crying out, supplication. He said, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he is the one that shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the Lord and judgeth the Lord. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but you become a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go in such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? That is a question. What is your life? It is even a vapor. And we all know what a vapor is. It vanishes. The Bible said that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and do that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting, and the Bible says all such rejoicing is evil. Oh, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Therefore, the last verse says, 17 says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin in the eyes of God. So the first thing James points out is the issues in the church. Hallelujah tonight. If we be honest, we know that there is too much strife in the body of Christ. The entire context deals with wars, fighting, and strife among God's people. In chapter 3 and 4, sin deals with both the course and the cure. We will do well if we take heed to this admonition and his advice. This not only goes to the body of Christ, but to all relationships of life, to marriages and families, and even in your workplaces. Oh, bless his name on tonight. In this section, James says his readers are guilty of behaving from fundamentally wrong motives. They are acting toward each other in bad faith. Hallelujah. He says they seek both to fulfill their evil desires and to have friendship with the world, thereby rejecting, hallelujah, tonight, their spiritual yearning for God. And how many of you know tonight that when you turn and be in a friendship or become friends of the things of the world and the people of the world, you focus more on that than your spiritual yearning for God. In his writings to help Christians grow in maturity, James has already covered topics like our speech. You could find that in James chapter 3, but the tongue, our prejudices, putting forth into action, and the attitude with which we face challenges and trials. The key to growing in all of these ways comes in chapter 4 that I'm dealing with tonight, by humbling ourselves. We can learn to prefer others and God over self in all things. Then we will have the foundation we need to be more mature as Christians. And so tonight, what James is saying also here, if we learn to put others first, if we learn not to be so selfish and self-centered, hallelujah, God, then we will be building on a foundation that we need to be built on and become more mature as Christians. Strife and contention, hallelujah, arguing, fighting, and division is, hallelujah, tonight, is contrary to Jesus and his purpose. Glory to God for our lives, people of God. We all are a part of one body. Oh, bless his name on tonight. And Christ and we and God is telling us we are members one of another. The purpose of his coming was, why Jesus came, was in part to bring unity to the body of Christ. We all have different callings and giftings, but we must be willing to function where he has called us to function and not trying to do something that he has not called us to do. Hallelujah. Because he said your gift, what he gives you will make room for you, but so many are trying to operate on somebody else's gift and talent. In John chapter 17 and verse 21, Jesus' prayer was that we all would be one as he and the Father is one. God's desire for us is to be unified. He desires unity. Only genuine, and if you think about it and be honest with yourself tonight, only genuine love can promote unity. Hallelujah, in the body of Christ. Glory to God tonight. Galatians chapter 5 and 15 said, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And if you be honest, you find out that this is happening in the body of Christ, where we should be loving each other and looking out for each other. The problem with the church, when God began to speak to me, is that we truly do not put others first. Glory to God tonight. Many of us would not go without so that someone else would be comfortable. We would not do it. Hallelujah. If we had to make a choice between ourselves and family or someone else, we would choose us and our family first. Many will only go so far, but you will always most likely hear them say, I got to do me first. Oh, glory to God tonight. So God comes to speak to us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so if we have left over, we will give it if we desire to do so. Bless his name. But that's not biblical. The Bible says put others Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Verse 4 says, look not every man on his own, every man on the things of others. Verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It said, was in Christ Jesus, which means past tense. Hallelujah. Jesus is no longer in the flesh. His assignment for taking on flesh to bring deliverance is done. He is now seated in heavenly places, interceding on our behalf before God. He has our cases before the throne of God. The mind he had when he was down here was all about people, putting them before himself, by even laying down his life for us. Until we in the body of Christ get to this point where we can put others first, we need to ask God to deliver us. Oh, bless his name tonight. Romans chapter 12 and 10 said, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Oh, bless his name. And 1 Corinthians 10 and 24 said, let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. In other words, God is saying, seek the good and welfare of others first and about your own need. But if we examine ourselves and be honest, there is something we fail God by not doing it. Oh, glory to God tonight. Maybe some of you do. This is not for everybody. You can examine yourself tonight to see where you fit into this scripture tonight. James chapter 4, 1 to 11 was talking about rejection, prideful behavior. Tonight, this is about prideful behavior and not being humbled. What is the source of wars and fight among you? That's the question tonight. Don't they come from the cravings that are war within us, our flesh, that is within our minds? We desire and we do not have. According to this word, he says you murder and covet. And when you think about murder, you may be thinking about getting a gun or going out there. But the Bible said if you hate your brother, you have already murdered that person within your heart. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so it says you murder and you covet. When you covet something, you lusting after somebody else's things. And it says, and you cannot obtain. You cannot have it. You fight and war. You do not have because you do not ask. And the Bible said you ask and do not receive because you ask with the wrong motive. You ask amiss so that you may spend it on your evil desires. That is what God is saying unto us tonight. What is our motive is a question I'm going to ask tonight. Money, riches, wealth, houses, land, properties. Is it because we want to be a blessing, or is it for our selfish motives, our own self, our children, or our family alone? What are we asking God things for? Oh, bless his name tonight. James chapter 4, 1 through 3 says, James asserts that the enemy, which means hostility, which means hostility Christians have with one another is rooted in self-pride. And so that's the problem tonight. Self-pride is causing a lot of people in the body of Christ to act the way they are acting. Do you have problems controlling your tongue? As in chapter 3, then the pride is to blame. Do your prejudice, which means to preconceive opinion, or bless his name tonight, that is not based on reason or actual experience. It also means harm and damage, injury, hurt, loss, and disadvantage. Is it affecting how you treat others in chapter 2? Then pride is to blame. Are you in continual conflict around you? Then pride is to blame. Let us break this down, hallelujah, so that we can get a clearer understanding. What was the last argument you engaged in online? Some of you work online. Some of you are online, but what was the last argument you engaged in? What current events have you
have caused you to lash out at somebody else? What physical differences led you to distress or mistreat others? These are questions tonight for us to think about. What secular differences between you and another Christian damage your time that you spend with them, or you spend together, or bless his name? In all of these cases, if you can't answer favorably, then pride is at the root of the problem. Hallelujah. And the Bible said pride cometh before a fall. When we define ourselves by the pride, by the pride we have in our country and in our symbols and in our institution, in our races, in our rights, in our politics, in anything more than our relationship with each other and with God, that's when we have enmity, that means hostility among one another. Oh, bless his name. It's in our humility that God can draw near unto us. Oh, bless his name on tonight. When I seek the approval, or if you seek the approval of my professional or your professional peers more than any spiritual relationship within your church or within the body, then I am seeking friendship with the world. When I let my political alliances affect how I view scriptures and other Christians, friendship with the world. Oh, bless his name tonight. When I am willing to justify and forgive something in a person I agree with on secular matters, but hold you in the body of Christ, who is my brother and sister, and I'm still holding you in and view you different and treat you harsher than I treat anybody in the world, then I am a friend with the world. No matter how I justify myself or rationalize that I'm fighting for some greater good, such behavior rejects God and rejects his word. Verse 7 says, therefore we must submit to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, bless his name tonight. Draw near to God, and he will draw, hallelujah, near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners that are in the body of Christ. Cleanse your hands, sinners that are out of the body of Christ, and purify your hearts. Oh, bless his name. Double-minded people God is talking about tonight. And when you are double-minded, that means you are unstable in any decision that you may make. You are unstable in, my God, your Christian walk. Hallelujah. You are unstable in your faith and in your trust in God. Be miserable and mourn and weep. That is what he's telling us. Your laughter must change to mourning and your joy to sorrow. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you. He will be the only one that can lift you up. There is nobody, bless his name, that can deliver you or lift you up from pride in this last hour. There is nobody that can lift you up, or God deliver you from any situation that you may find yourself in. James chapter 4, 7 through 10, James also makes the case in these few verses. He makes the case that we have to reject pride and embrace humility to resist the devil. Pride and godliness cannot exist hand in hand, nor can godly humility and sin. If we can just set aside our pride, all of our pride, self-righteousness and self-justification, then and only then can we mature. Then we can draw close to God. Bless his name tonight. Then we can let go of our constant criticism of others and judgmental attitude. Our foundation is humility. Oh, bless his name on tonight. The foundation of anything that we're doing in this hour, God is saying unto us tonight, humility. Verses 13 to 17, it is about his will being done first. That was what it's all about. come now, you say, today or tomorrow, we will travel to such and such a city. Because a lot of people say, I'm going to travel, but do we find out if it's the will of God is another question. Hallelujah. So you don't even know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know what holds tomorrow, what your life will be. You are like a smoke, the Bible says, that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, we should say, if the Lord will, we will live to do this and we will live to do that. But a lot of us, according to the Bible, we get into this boasting and prideful, arrogant attitude in the eyes of God. All such boasting, James is saying tonight, is evil. So it is a sin for a person who knows to do good and doesn't do it. In the eyes of God, it is a sin. Okay, James chapter 4, which is not a requirement to proceed every plan with the word. If the Lord will, remember the context. James is talking about being humble before God. And being humble means avoiding presumptuous behavior. In this illustration, glory to God, tonight, James portrays a traveling merchant planning of their travels for future market. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, tonight. There is nothing wrong, people of God, tonight, with planning. But James warns against presuming our future. Oh, glory to God, tonight. We all know that our lives can make unexpected turns at any moment. Glory to God. But few of us live like we're aware of it. Oh, glory to God. James wants us to remember God's hands in our lives. Instead of planning or presuming to plan our lives around our own ambitions, we should humbly seek tonight after, hallelujah, a life that will glorify God and God alone. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. And so while I was in studying and meditating on this word, God spoke to my spirit about his people. He said that some in the churches have to be reminded to study or read their Bible, push them to praise and worship him. You have to push them or ask them to, my God, come to church services. He asked me a question. Do you have to be reminded or remind them or push them to go to their workplaces? Hallelujah, tonight. Or to go to the store if they need something. Oh, glory to God on tonight. He said, watch them. Even if they're tired and they would push beyond their flesh, hallelujah, no matter how they feel, for their paychecks and for their jobs, and make sure they are on time. Glory be to God, hallelujah, for their jobs, because they fear the employer and losing their jobs or get cut in their paycheck. They run after monies, houses, cars, land, find clothes and shoes, material things which have taken its place in the lives of so many of those in the body of Christ. God said they fear men and obey men more than we fear him and obey him that given power to get wealth. He said, I am the only one that supply all of our needs. Oh, bless his name on tonight. He said, I am the one that they seem to forget. Oh, glory to God tonight, that gives them the strength to go to work. He said, I am the one that opened that door for them. I am the one that wake them up and protect them on the way to that job. They forget the bread that they greed is mine, and it only takes but a split second to snatch that breath away from them. He said that so many are caught up in the flesh and their minds are so carnal that it's natural that they don't trust me to be their provider. Oh, bless his name on tonight. Some work 2 and 3 jobs, 7 days a week, night and day. Tonight, because of material things and bills that they have placed upon themselves. Some despise small beginnings. They are thinking of themselves more highly than they should. Oh, glory to God tonight. He said, do not despise the day of small beginnings. He said, your beginning might be small. Small beginnings can come great things. And so God is saying, don't worry about where you are. You might not have all that you need. You are still struggling to make ends meet. He said, but don't put me on the back burner. Don't put things before me. Oh, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. Don't be lusting in your flesh, like James said, for the things of this world. And so you're backing God on the side and running after the lust of the things of the flesh to get gain. But he said, be contented whatever state we find ourselves in. The truth of the matter is that we all need to start somewhere. Oh, glory to God tonight. During small beginnings, what normally happens is that one tends to put and a lot of work, effort to speak with menial support and encouragement. Oh, bless his name tonight. A lot of time and hours has to be put in to what you have started. It is not unusual to experience setback in one way or another in your life, people of God, tonight. The important thing is to keep going and not to give up. No matter what you're going through, God said, don't give up. No matter what challenges come your way, God said, don't give up. The scripture encourages us in Zechariah chapter 4 and 10. It says, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. The Zerubbabel was an important leader from the tribe of Judah and had a descendant. He was a descendant of David. Hallelujah. Tonight, he was involved in the reconstruction of the Jewish temple. The work to build the temple had to start somewhere. It started with a small beginning, and God was with Zerubbabel from the small beginning, completion. Small beginnings, also known as humble, and see, we're talking about humility tonight. It is also known as a humble beginning. The reason tonight, oh, bless his name, for is the reason, hallelujah, tonight, and it serves a purpose in our lives. It is during the times of small beginnings that God works on our character. He works on our attitude. He works on our mind, which in time will show its strength and purpose. And so God is trying to build you, hallelujah, and to make you and mold you when you are starting from a small beginning. Humble beginnings are just that. Humble. Oh, glory to God tonight. At this stage, one has not had the experience yet, hallelujah, and is not viewing oneself as being more experienced or better than others. God will build up your character in order to keep us grounded in him, in his will, hallelujah, to help us stay humble even when the small beginning transition into great things. Hallelujah. And so when you start off at a small beginning and God works on you, when God blesses you and you become rich, then you will remember where you came from. Oh, glory to God tonight. Bless his name. Humble beginning. Bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus, I give you praise on tonight. Will help us to see how far we have come from when we started and the work we are to put in it in order for us to move from small beginnings to completion. What you always need to remember tonight is that God will be with you. Hallelujah. If you are just starting to experience small beginnings in the same way that he was with Zerubbabel, he will be with us on tonight. You can remain confident in the fact that God will bring to completion in your life what he has started. I pray that you do not despise small beginnings tonight, those of you who are going through it, whether you are just starting out or bless his name on tonight or have already moved on to a great thing, but embrace them knowing that the Lord rejoices to see the work begin and that from them comes great things. Oh, bless his name on tonight. God said most people who despise small beginnings are arrogant, full of pride, pride. They forget that I am their source and strength. I am the way, glory to God, tonight. Hallelujah, on tonight. I am the way maker. I am the one who sustains and keeps them. I am the one that gives them life. Oh, glory to God, on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am the one, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. He said, I give it and I can take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, while they sleep, hallelujah, while they are on their bed, he said, I can snatch them away in a split second. Glory be to God on tonight. And while they're going to make that money, they don't realize that they can die at that job. Hallelujah. They say they love me. This is what he said to me. But the attitude show where their mind and heart and love really is. They love themselves more than they do me. And so, other words, what God was saying to me, those who are focusing so much on their natural life are showing where their mindset is. He asked me, why should you have to keep reminding those who say they have Jesus tonight? Glory to God, Shanda the Bahia, who say they are saved and have repented, to give me some time, to spend some quality time with me. Why should they be reminded to pray or read or study the word? I'm just telling you what God spoke to me. Oh, glory to God tonight. Why should they be pushed into worship or even to give me a praise? Have they forgotten or failed to realize that I keep them when they didn't even know me? Hallelujah, tonight I avoid them, my God, to many dangers seen and unseen. Hallelujah, God, when they did not even deserve it. Hallelujah, God, tonight they say they love me and have repented, but true repentance will be seen in the way they fear me and reverence my name and my house. Oh, glory to God tonight, the way you serve me. Hallelujah, God, your dedication unto me, the way you worship and praise me, your commitment and your faith and trust in me, your lifestyles before me. He said a true repentant heart will never be the same again. A true repentant heart will show changes toward me. Oh, glory to God, and tonight, and will answer the call on their lives. A true repentance of heart will desire me more than their jobs, more than houses and cars and monies, material lands and possessions. They will desire me more than wealth and the things that please the flesh. A true repentant heart, oh, glory to God tonight, will turn and run after me and have a desperation for the things above and the things of the kingdom. A true repentant heart, my God and mine, will be transformed and cannot be the same again. He said, I am a jealous God. My name is jealous. Have no other gods before me. He said, just like the children of Israel have disobeyed me and learned the hard ways, and they learned the ways of the heathen, so have many of my people in this hour, my God, and every nation is doing the same thing. He said, my house lie waste because so many are too busy building their own kingdom and lives. Many are bringing themselves into destruction and failures and sicknesses, poverty, death, and diseases. Oh, glory to God tonight. He said to me, they are not grateful for all he has done. He said, they forgot I am the creator of heaven and earth, and it is I who holds their destiny in their future, in the breath that they breathe in my hand. He said, their lives are in my hand. Hallelujah, God, they say they love me, but it shows in the action by what the way they treat me or serve me. They show more love, my God, to man than they do to their Savior. He said, I am the only one, glory to God tonight, who can deliver and bless them. So many spend more time at work and on their phones, playing games, watching TV, hanging out on the internet, more than they spend time in prayer and in my word and in worship and praising me or fasting. Oh, glory to God tonight. Many don't go to my house to worship me. They feel like they can stay home and be okay. Oh, bless his name tonight. Many are saying they don't need a leadership. They can do it on their own. Many have been discouraged and broken by the treatment of church leaders and people. Many church many give me leftover time and leftover service, leftover offerings. Oh, glory to God tonight. Some put more money in the bank and spend it on themselves than they put in the offering basket. Then they're giving their tithes and off, my God, tonight. Then reaching out to the poor and reaching out to the needy, reaching out to the homeless, oh, God, tonight. The fatherless, the orphans, the widows, the stranger, families and personal, my God, people who are struggling to make ends meet. Oh, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. Like it said in this chapter, that they ask for things for them, for their own selfish motives and ambitions. Many fail to reach out to the poor, the needy, and the widows, and the fatherless. And God is speaking unto us tonight. Oh, glory to God. The motherless, the hungry, the naked ones, the sick and the afflicted ones, those that are hurting, are being overlooked, but yet they expect me to bless them so they can build their own kingdom while others are hurting. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Many brag and boast about what they have accumulated or accomplished in this life. So many say they are saved, but many carry the traits of James chapter 4. When your desire caused you to lust, if our desire caused us to lust, to murder our brothers because of hate, covetousness, desire people's property, hallelujah, God, when we spend everything he has blessed us with on our own pleasures, and we fight and war against each other, we commit adultery against God, the things and people, in the eyes of God, hallelujah, tonight, hallelujah, God, you are we are as one that is a friend with the system of the world. Oh, thank you, Lord God, tonight, which is hostile against God. Whenever we decide to love worldly things more than the spiritual things, then we are seen as an enemy in the eyes of God. He says that there is a level of grace, oh, glory to God, that he gives to those who are humble. Yes, Lord, tonight, those who are arrogant and filled with pride, he said, I will resist them, according to James chapter 4:6-7. Verse 6 said, but he giveth more grace. Hallelujah. Wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but giveth more grace to the humble. In the name of Jesus. Verse 7 said, submit yourself to the devil, and he will flee from you. When we are disobedient, proud, and rebellious to God, we are walking in the spirit of Lucifer, Satan himself. Oh, Jesus, tonight, help me, God. Hallelujah, tonight, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus, I bless your name. The only way to escape is through the submission to God and his word. He said, if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. He tells us here in this chapter, when you make up your mind to draw near to him, he will draw near to you. He's not coming without an invitation. Oh, glory to God tonight. He said to cleanse your hand. Oh, God, he's telling us to cleanse our hand. He's telling those of us who have been fooling around in sin, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Bless his name. Psalms chapter 24:3-5 says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? My God, and we're talking about the citizens of the spiritual kingdom tonight. He said, he that had a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Verse 5 said, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Oh, bless his name on tonight. He says only those who have a clean hand and a pure heart, have not lifted up their souls, will be able to receive from God. And there are so many in the body of Christ that are double-minded, that have not yet made up their mind as to what they need to do. Oh, glory to God tonight. tonight. But I pray, God, that we be delivered. He is telling all who is battling with these things to come broken before him. Hallelujah, God. He humbled ourselves and humbled our spirits in this last hour so that we may come before God. Oh, bless his name. God may receive our petitions and our prayer. He said it's time to mourn and lament and wail before him. Weep is a sign of pain and grief, like someone who cries for a dead loved one. Wail and holler like a woman in labor. Put away your joy and laughter and come before him with a heavy heart, hallelujah, and a mind. This is a sign of humility in the sight of God when we come to pray. When we come to this place of humility and his presence, hallelujah, Jesus. Some people may think that this is not necessary, bless his name, tonight to come before God like this. When we look around at the state of the world and the church, hallelujah, then we know that it's time to cry out unto God. Oh, bless his name on tonight. When we find ourselves crying out to God, walking in humility, walking in holiness and righteousness, walking in truth and dedication, commitment and obedience, walking in the Spirit, hearing the word and the voice of God, he shall lift us up. Oh, bless his name. He will promote us. Hallelujah. Promotion is not coming no other way, only through the spirit of humility. Oh, bless his name. If you want to be promoted, God is saying tonight, humble ourselves. God said there is a lack of reading and studying of his word by many who say they are, oh my God, they are his own, that they belong to Jesus. He said they are trying to fit him in to their busy schedules and their busy lifestyles. The Bible said there is a time when there will be a famine in the land, according to Amos chapter 8, verses 11 to 12, when people will be running to find a word and a preacher, and they will not find it. The time will come and there'll be a lack for the word of God, people of God, on tonight. We have a chance to study. We have a chance to read and to preach the word of God now with freedom. We can look and see that they are already fighting against us and our religious belief. As you look all around, hallelujah, there are other people in other nations that is not as fortunate and blessed, hallelujah, with the freedom to minister the word of God and to listen to the word of God or preach the word of God as we do. Right now we see the word of God being banned in many places, people of God. You can only say certain things, hallelujah. If it's offensive to a person, then you have to end up shutting up. You can go to prison or anything might be liable to happen to you. Oh, bless his name on tonight. The end is here, my God, for sure. As we look around, hallelujah, Jesus, we can see that so many signs are pointing toward the coming of the Lord Jesus. But God still wants us to have a productive life. He still wants us to walk in holiness and purity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the entire world, it's time to turn to God and to genuine repentance. This is not the time to play church. This is not the time to be lukewarm. Oh, bless his name tonight, or to try and make up your mind to get it right. This is a time, my God, tonight, to come, my God, to Jesus. This is a time to make up your mind. Hallelujah, tonight. This is not the time to come to church and warm up the pew. Oh, glory to God. We are in very serious times. God said in the temple, there will be wailing in the place where songs used to be heard. And so the time, if you look at it now, we see that many churches where people are worshiping are being killed. So there is crying in the temple according to the word of God. He said there will be a wailing or a crying out. Where do we sing songs? When we come together, people of God, at the place of worship. One day all the freedom that we have in coming together will come to a close. Oh, glory to God. It will change. Hallelujah. Tonight. And so God is saying it's time to take advantage of the freedom that we have. Oh, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. This is happening in some parts of the world right now as we look at the religious freedom being taken away. As we look at all around us, we can see that the death angel is released, my God, in the earth right now. Dead bodies are everywhere. Some will never be found. God, talk to us about the poor and the needy that are being taken advantage of in the book of Amos. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, Amos chapter 8, the same verse that talk about the famine, it says, hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy and even make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone that we may sell corn and sell wine? Oh, bless his name tonight. And the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekels great, and the falsifying the balance by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. He said, people... God is saying to us tonight that people are taking advantage and swallowing up the poor and the needy and making them fail, which means they're dying of hunger, they're committing suicide, they're killing and stealing, they're struggling to make ends meet. Oh, glory to God tonight. Inflation can't pay their bills, can't meet their needs, going through foreclosures and repossessions. This is a time when we as the body of Christ should be on one accord, come together. We should be looking out for each, excuse me tonight. We should be looking out for each other. Oh, glory to God tonight. So many people in the churches do not care about no one else but themselves. Glory to God, their family and their kids. I'm going to tell it just like it is because it is the truth on tonight. Then there are some that don't care about families or nothing at all. You have a lot of people in the churches with monies on their account, hundreds, even thousands of dollars in the bank, and they will see people struggling and refuse to reach out. Oh, glory to God on tonight. 1 John chapter 3, 16 to 19 said, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever had this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My children, my little children, hallelujah, on tonight, let us not love in word. Don't just say, I love you, neither in tongue. Don't just speak it, but in deed and in truth. He said, do something about it. And it says, hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before God. And so God is saying, is in reaching out, it is meeting the needs of others, hallelujah, and not our own selfish ambitions, that we will assure our hearts before God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to know and now think as one family. Is one family. But don't we act and think as one family? Don't we see the people in the church as our family? He said they are more of our family than our natural family. Oh, glory to God tonight. Our apostle who died, hallelujah, he said we are stronger and better together. This is now the time, people of God, for us to come together like never before. It is time to be sensitive to the needs of others around us and to come together to build the kingdom of God. Amos chapter 4, 6 to 13 talks about it. God said he's doing everything to turn the nations to him. He said, but no matter what he does, they are still not repenting as it was in the days of Noah. Oh, glory to God, he preached for over 100 years, but only 8 souls were saved. There is only a remnant people of God tonight. There is only a chosen generation. There is only a few that he has chosen and called unto himself. He's putting his spirit upon them. God is pulling them out, hallelujah, and calling them to himself. They are going to take heed to what he is saying. They will walk in obedience. They will usher in the greatest revival that the world, hallelujah, tonight has ever seen. The signs of the end times are everywhere. Every nation is feeling the effect of the wrath, hallelujah, my God, and the judgment of God that is in the earth because of disobedience, bloodshed, violence, rebellion, evil, haters of God, lawlessness. Every form of iniquity and evil that you can think about is happening right now. Amos chapter 4, 6 to 13, it says, and I also have given you cleanness of teeth in your cities and want of bread in your path and your places. Ye have not returned to me, said the Lord. In other words, God said, I'm taking care of you. I'm meeting your need. He's talking to those that are sinners and unbelievers. Glory to God. He said, I'm taking care of you, meeting your need, but yet you have not returned to me, said the Lord. Verse 7 said, and also I have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereon it rained not withered. And so he's showing us here in his word that he is the one that blesses, and he's the one that will not bless. And if you look at it, you see rain down the road, just up the road from you, and there will not be rain in one place. It shows, God is showing that I'm blessing some, and I am not blessing. He said, where my rain is not being poured, it would wither up. And so what he's telling us tonight, those of us who are not into God, who are disobeying God and doing it our way, he said, I'm going to dry the rain up from over your life, and you will wither up, and everything that you touch will dry up in the name of Jesus. Verse 8 says, so two or three cities wandered unto one city. Oh, bless his name tonight to drink water. But they were not satisfied, yet have ye not returned to me. And so he said, even though I'm sending famine and I'm sending hurricanes and all of these devastation and people are struggling to find water and whatever, they still ain't repenting and turning to God. Verse 9 said, I have smitten you with blasting and mildew when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased. The palmer worm devoured them. He said, but yet they have not returned unto me. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword and have taken away your horses and have made the sink of your camps to come up into your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me. And so God said, even though I send death at your young people, and if you look around, children and young people are dying like crazy, he said, but yet there is no repentance. He said in verse 11, I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet you have not returned to me, said the Lord God tonight. Therefore, thus what I do unto thee, O Israel, and God, and even as God talked to Israel, he is referring to any nation and every nation. He said, I will do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formed the mountains and created the wind and declared unto man what is taught, that naked the morning darkness and treaded upon the high places of the earth. The Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. And so God is saying tonight that he's looking for true, genuine repentance. He's looking for true, genuine humility. This chapter shows that they're disobedient, how they refuse to be corrected. They refuse to change. So now suffering and affliction is upon the nations, as we can look around and see. As we look at the scripture, don't we see everything that is spoken here happening right before our very eyes in the name of Jesus Christ tonight? The Lord is known by the judgment that he executed. God tonight, people of God, is known by the judgment he has executed and is executing in the earth. That's Psalm chapter 9, 16 and 17. Bless his name on tonight. He said, the wicked is snared in the work of his own hand. And so when you see people going through and things happening, God is saying tonight they are snared in the work of their own hand. What they are doing is causing things that happen unto them. People want to blame God for what is going on, but tonight he said the work of their own hand is causing it to happen. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And so the choices that we make could either cause the blessing or cause all hell to break loose. Amos chapter 8, 5 to 6 says, it shows where oppression is reproved. It says, when will the new moon be gone that we may sell corn? They're asking God a question. They said, when will this thing happen? When are changes going to take place? When is this inflation going to be over with? When this COVID-19 is going to be over with? These things that are happening, when are we going to be getting rid of these things? Oh, glory to God tonight. And the Bible says that we may sell or we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great. In other words, what he's saying, that the right now, the inflation, what is happening, the goods that we go to buy have not increased, but they're charging you 10% on what you're buying. So the shekels or the money is increasing. And the Bible said they're falsifying the balances by the sea. So these people are being deceitful. They are deceiving so many people. And verse 6 says that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes. And so if we look at this scripture, don't we see the contamination in the food system? They're pumping everything with chemicals and poisons. Oh, glory to God tonight. The poor cannot get organic food or nutritional food, and so they can only buy what their money can afford. So the poor will be and is more affected by the things that we refuse than who have the money that can afford to buy the real thing. Bless his name tonight. And so as we look at this, that this is causing mass destruction and devastation through death. Oh, glory to God tonight, that is causing sicknesses and disease to come upon the face of the earth. Even the water system is being contaminated. God is reproving those who are taking advantage of the poor, and that is government and those in authority that are taking advantage of the poor and the needy. Those two verses show how they lie about how much the prices of things cost. They are deceitful liars. Look at the price of everything that we have to deal with now. It should, my God, tonight, Jesus Christ, it should open our eyes to know how short time really is and how God is saying it is time to walk in obedience. As I'm closing this tonight, we've got to understand that the word of God is being fulfilled right before our very eyes. And so James is telling us we can't think about our own selfish pride and our own selfish way of doing things. These people are taking advantage of us in this last hour. And so what God is saying in this chapter, that we have to be considerate of other people. When God says, when you ask, don't ask for things for yourself. He said, because you're asking amiss. Ask me, hallelujah, of things, he said, and he will give you the healing for your inheritance. He will release it to you. But tonight he said, what is your motive? Why do you want it? Hallelujah. The word of God is straightforward. Bless his name. You can't compromise it. You can't sugarcoat it. You can't get around it. It's just that straightforward. And so God is saying tonight, bless his name. Hallelujah. Tonight as I close, God swear in his word that he will deal with the people who are taking advantage of the poor and the needy, that is causing depression, diseases, sicknesses, and death by the food system and by other ways and means. China is the leading nation that is dealing with food poison and contamination. God is angry at the way the poor and the needy is being treated. God's people and the leaders of the churches need to be sensitive to the needs of the poor and the needy, not just in the churches, but those who are out there in the world, to show the love of God more than we are doing. This message was to Israel, but if we look around, it's also glory to God tonight, hallelujah, for the church and the world at large. This is a time and the season. His word is fulfilling, people of God, tonight. God tells Isaiah that he has charged against Israel. He is still the same God. He has not changed. Oh, glory to God tonight. The charges that God had against them was that the true worship was not sincere. The mistreatment of the poor and the unethical business practices like we have today, they had it back then. They were doing a lot of wickedness. Egypt experienced experienced the wrath and the judgment of God back then when God struck them with the plague and killed the firstborn in every family. Every nation in this hour right now is experiencing the judgment of God. It's about to get worse, people of God. There's a serious rejection of God's word. And so we got to open our eyes that we're in a time where the Bible is being fulfilled in every area. And so tonight, as I'm done with this word, God is saying tonight, and according to this chapter in James, we got to remember why we want things. And until the nation and God's people come into obedience and submission, people of God, tonight, God is saying that nothing will change. We've got to obey God. We've got to submit to God. We've got to walk humbly before God, for nothing will change if we do not walk according to the expectation of what God says that we should be doing. Jobs and businesses, houses, land, riches, wealth, employees, bank accounts can never help us. These things are only temporary. Husband, wife, children, family, friends, brothers and sisters can never love us or take care of us the way he can. Hallelujah. But so many let things and people take the place of God in their lives. Don't have no time for God. Don't want to hear about God. Get offended if you call the name of Jesus. People who don't serve him and have wealth or everything their heart desire may seem to have everything they desire, but life without God is a life of destruction. It's a life of death. It's a life of diseases and sicknesses. It's a life of pain and devastation. It's a life of wrath and judgment. It's a life of poverty and hell. And in the final analysis, in the end, it will be a lake of fire. And so God is saying, hallelujah, remember, hallelujah, what you're asking me for. Hallelujah, because all of this that I put in your hearing tonight deals with our heart, deals with what we're desiring from God, dealing with what we want God to do for us. And God asks the question, what do we want it for? So in conclusion, it is a sin for the person who knows to do what is good and doesn't do it. It seems almost a random statement in context, but James is making a point here. What he's saying, we let our pride sometimes obscure what is good. Who is my neighbor? Hallelujah. He makes it clear as a summation to his words about humble living, that we must be humble enough to pursue goodness. And so the whole chapter is about humility and running after goodness and looking out for somebody else, because the Bible said you want to spend it on yourself. And so God is saying tonight, why do you want me to bless you? What is your motive on tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. And I am done, and God, I pray tonight, as this word went forth, God, even with myself, God, hallelujah, God, that we, good God, would be more giving, more kind-hearted, more loving, God. Take away selfishness and selfish ambition, God, away from us as the body of Christ, that we would put others first, that we would walk in your ways and walk in your word and walk in your laws and your commands. You are all about love. You said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, and all thy strength, and love thy neighbor as you love yourself. God, help us, God, to honor this command in the name of Jesus, that we may grow together, that we may become a family for real. Hallelujah, God, that they may cause shandala of a hostia. Lord, we thank you tonight that you would watch over this word to perform it in the body of Christ, in the church at large, in the homes, in the marriages, in the workplaces, wherever we are. Let this be applied to our children, that we may teach them to love others first, that we may teach them to reach out and give, my God, for you're looking, God, for the hearts of men. You're looking for humble hearts. Oh, God, help us to humble our hearts and our minds before you in this last hour, in the name of Jesus. We seal this word tonight. We seal your word with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Get the glory on tonight. In the name of Jesus. And I say amen tonight, people of God. as we have heard the word of the Lord. Application is what God is looking for. Let us apply. Let us get out of self. Let us get out of pride. Hallelujah. And anytime we become selfish and focus on ourselves more than anything else, God is telling us tonight that we're operating in a prideful spirit. And so God bless you tonight. God keep you tonight. May he make his face to shine upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Back in the hands of Evangelist Bradley.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Woman of God, if you would go ahead and make the call to salvation and open the line for any that would like to have prayer on tonight, if you would, while you're on the platform, please.
Amen. Amen. Blessings. Blessings. People of God tonight, as you have heard the word of the Lord, and if God is tugging at the door of your heart for an issue that you may have, if you need to repent, whatever it is tonight, you desire to be drawn closer to God, whatever it is, you may press *6 and you may come on this platform, self along with the PN advisors and Evangelist Bradley and those, the prayer warriors who are here tonight. We will stand in agreement with you and believe that whatever you pray for or ask for tonight, that you, hallelujah, will begin to see the hand of God move on your behalf. In Jesus' name. You may press *6 and you may come on the platform at this time. Is there one tonight that desire prayer? Woman of God, there's no one tonight that desires prayer.
Amen. Just want to check the system right quick, like to see if anyone's trying to come over.
I would like to have prayer.
Hello?
I would like to have prayer for a better prayer life and a better reading of my word.
Amen. 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 Bless God tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we lift this woman of God up to you right now. In no other, hallelujah, Jesus, in no other name, but in the name of Jesus. Father, mm-hmm. we lift her up to you, God. She come with a sincere heart tonight, desiring more of you, desiring mm-hmm. more of your word, to read your word. I pray tonight, oh God, that you would, God, rest your spirit upon her in greater measure. I pray tonight, oh God, that she would have a desire, a hunger, and a thirst for your word and for prayer like she's never felt before. As I lift her up tonight, oh God, that you, God, would bring conviction upon her. Oh God, that she would have this burning desire, oh glory to God, tonight to get into the word of God in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, as the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after you. Father God, tonight may her soul long after you. May her soul be desperate for you. May her mind, God, my God, follow after you. Every plan and plot and distraction of the enemy to keep her away from the word of God and prayer, we neutralize your power right now. We pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. From this night forward, we declare, God, and make this declaration over you tonight, that you will have a hunger and a thirst for the things of the kingdom, for the word of God, that you will have the mind of the Spirit. spirit, that you would have the mind of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you tonight that you would have a longing in our spirit for more of the things of the kingdom in the name of Jesus, that you would find yourself waking up to tonight for prayer, God, and your word. You would find yourself throughout the middle of the day desiring your word and prayer. My God, do a new thing in our lives tonight in the name of Jesus. I command your spirit to come alive. I thank you, Lord God, for doing a new thing in her life, where she desire you more than life. She desire you more than self. She desire, oh, Shanda Bakora Bashanda. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God tonight. Woman of God, I hear the Lord say to tell you, he has heard your cry. He has heard your request. And God say he's going to come upon you. There's an anointing that God's going to put upon your life for the things of the Spirit. There's an anointing God said to tell you. He's going to rest upon you for more of the things of God. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. And I declare that God said tonight, he's going to give you a hunger and a thirst. Oh, my God, tonight, to do his will, because there is a call on your life. There's a work for you to do. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And God said, because I've called you like Esther to the kingdom, for Koshanda, yes, God, for such a time as this. Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory to God tonight. And Sabo Shanda, yes, God. And so God said, because of the call, he's going to put a desperation and a hunger and a thirst in your spirit for more of him. Hallelujah. God said to tell you, he's going to draw you into his presence like you've never known before. Like you go Shanda the Bahaya. Even when you go out and come in, you will have a thirst for me, said the Lord. He said, I'm going to put a thirst down in He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I've called you to evangelize my word. Ooh, to reap souls for my kingdom, and the enemy desire to fight you and to sift you like me, but not tonight. Oh, Rabatan Shandalabosa. Yes, God, I hear you tonight. God said, I'm going to engulf you in my presence. But in my presence, you find fullness of my right hand. I'm going to give you pleasure. Hallelujah, my God, tonight. Ooh, God said, there are some times he's going to take sleep from your eyes that you may seek him through the night watch. Oh, Holy Ghost tonight. He said, I'm about to lift you up high in this season. I'm about to elevate you, oh, standard of a higher. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost tonight. Yes, God. Hallelujah. He said, just eat my word. Glory to God. Oh, Holy Ghost. Fire! He's anointing you a fresh. Right now, there's a fresh oil being poured upon your head right now. A fresh fire upon you, O Shata. Right now, for the things of God. Yes, go. He said, open your mouth. I will fill your mouth with my word. Hallelujah. To talk to the young people. To talk to the young women. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost. There's a ministry got to come forth. In the name of Jesus. And so God is saying tonight that he's going to pull you into his presence. He's going to pull you into him. Like never, oh, because you have this desire for God. You have a hunger for God. And God said, I'm going to intensify that desire for more of me and for the less of the world. Hey, Koshanda the Bahaya. In the ocean that they come to the Bahaya. In the sand of the ocean that they came to the higher. But I've called being chosen there for this time and this season. Hallelujah. My God, like Esther, for such a time as this. To do my work in the Shamanda Rebel Costa, in the Anshamda Bakande, yes, oh, Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ, Oboshanda, Oh, Holy Ghost, try your rest upon you tonight. Ooh, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh. Ayando Roshata, yes, God. Every plan and plot of the enemy, I pull it from around you now in the name of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against your prayer life shall trust your mind, and your desire for the word of God shall prosper. We cancel it now. Hey, glory to God in the name of Jesus. Be blessed tonight. God is with you. Glory to God. God said you just stand still and see the salvation, for God has found favor with you, and God is going to bring you to a place in him where you have never been before. In the mighty name of Jesus, you stay blessed. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Woo, yes, Lord. Oh, Holy Ghost tonight. Yes, God. Your presence, God. Oh, release today, Shando Rebe. Hallelujah, Jesus, you're worthy, ho. Oh, yes, God, yes, sir, you're worthy to be praised. Oh, thank you for doing a new thing in her life. Oh, God, new joy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, new peace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We're still right now. Against every backlash and spirit of retaliation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else, people of God, anyone else? Amen, Jesus. We don't want to leave anyone out on tonight, glory to God, but we thank God on this night. We thank him for moving by his spirit. Thank him for his word on tonight. Glory to God. Very serious word, people of God. A very serious word. And again, don't want to leave anyone else out on tonight. Amen. While the Spirit of the Lord is moving, amen, we want to get in the move. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight desiring prayer? Amen. Just want the woman of God to touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. Thank God for moving. Thank him for moving by his anointing on tonight. We thank God, amen, for causing us to see, opening our eyes to understand what's going on in the earth. Amen. And we bless God on tonight, people of God, for the Lord never allows anything to creep up on us. But he always reveals, amen, he reveals, amen, to men and women of God so that we can see what's happening in the earth, glory to God. And that way we might be affected, amen, Jesus, so that we can, people of God, amen, be an informed people. We bless God on tonight. We thank God on tonight for this word. Again, a very serious word. We bless the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for his messenger on tonight. Amen. We thank him for his messenger on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for you, people of God, for listening in. And even as the woman of God has poured out her heart on tonight, poured out unto us all that God has given to us, his people. People of God, we want to bless her. Amen. We want to bless her. Glory to God. So we want to look toward her on tonight. And as the people of God would say, just turn your thoughts, turn your mind, turn your spirit towards the woman of God. She's here every Sunday, every Monday night. And we want to be a blessing to her spiritually. Glory to God. And then anyone that so desires, we're going to have her give you her Cash App number so that you can be a blessing to her financially, if so the Lord is leading you that way. Amen. But glory to God. Let us look unto the Lord towards his servant on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. Father, we glorify you for your messenger on tonight. And we're thanking you for this prepared word for prepared people. Father, we thank you for every listening ear. We're thanking you, oh God, for bringing forth this word, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We bless you. We thank you now in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless your servant. Father, we're asking that you would bless and extend your hand, extend your heart towards your servant, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you open unto her your good treasure, the heavens to give the rain in her season, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking this in this hour, Father, that you would rain upon her land, that you would rain upon her seed sown, that you would rain upon her, glory God, even these days, these times that she's come and given towards this PNN. Father, but we're asking that you would rain upon her now in the name of Jesus. Rain upon our works, oh God. Cause there to be a harvest. Cause there to be an increase for your servant, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking in this hour that you would bless her now. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless the very works of her hand in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you know what she has need of. Father, we're asking that you would open doors. Open doors for your servant tonight, we pray, in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would bless her family. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless everything that concerns her. For everything that concerns her concerns you. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for we know on tonight that every good and perfect gift comes from you. And Father, we're asking you, glory to God, that you would rain upon her. Father, rain down upon your servant. Even so, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to make every crooked place straight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're thanking you for being a light and a lamp, God, to her pathway. We thank you tonight. Father, we're asking you this night that you will breathe upon her ministry. Breathe upon her, God. Cause it to come forth in great measure in the name of Jesus. And Father, we remove every hindrance now, every hindrance, oh God, that will keep your servant from coming forth, Father, as sons of God in the earth right now. Father, we even now, oh God, we remove every hindrance in the name of Jesus. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood of Jesus is against you now, and every plan and every plot that you will set against the woman of God, we declare and we decree that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. We declare and we decree on tonight, oh God, that every vile tongue, every wicked tongue, God, we condemn in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we said be exalted in her life. Father, fight for your servant, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for doing it for her tonight. We touch and agree. We touch. Oh, God, we touch and agree tonight. Oh, God, for what we cannot do, Father, but we're asking that you would open doors unto her, open doors of utterance unto her, open doors in the name of Jesus. Father, in every wicked work, Father, we're asking that you would expose tonight. Father, expose tonight, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for listening now. We're asking you, Father, to touch her tonight from the very top of her head to the sole of her feet. We thank you now. We glorify you. We bless you now. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're yet to do in our life. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we said be glorified. Father, be glorified in your servant. Be glorified. Hallelujah. Oh, God, be glorified. Be glorified. Hey, God, be glorified. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're not going to be able to do it.
God, we thank you. We thank you for your blood covering. We thank you for your shielding on tonight. We thank you, oh God, for the change of garment on tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for the fresh breath. For the fresh breath of your anointing, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the demand of the decree. Oh God, that she shall live and not die, but declare your works. We thank you tonight. We glorify your master. We thank you, oh God, for doing all things. For you do all things well. And for this we give you thanks, Abba. We give you praise, Holy One. We give you praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you. We bless you, God. We thank you. We bless you, Father. We thank you for open heaven. Thank you for open heaven unto her. We thank you, oh, God. Thank you for doing it. Woo, God, I'm a oh, God, your glory, the heavens. Upon this daughter of Zion, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in thy precious and holy name. In thy righteous name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We bless him. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise all tonight for what he's done. We thank him for his word. Hallelujah. His unfailing word, his never-ending word, his revealing word. We thank him tonight. People of God, we want you to get this word. Hold it, hide it in your heart. Glory to God that you might not sin. Hide it in your heart. Glory to God that you might not falter. Hide it in your heart that it will be a light and a lamp unto you in the precious name of Jesus. Listen, people of God, and if you tonight, glory to God. If tonight, amen, perhaps you missed some things, we just want to let you know that your copy of the broadcast, as always, is absolutely free. It's absolutely free. Amen. Just text us tonight, amen, 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Go ahead and text us, people of God. Listen, glory to God. Also, you can text us at 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Those of you that are listening internationally via our radio, amen, you can text us via WhatsApp. That number is 678 608-7234. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless you tonight. Don't forget our upcoming anniversary. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're still looking for you. We're still looking for you. Amen. Don't leave us hanging. Amen. If you're coming, let us know you're coming. Amen, Jesus. I know it's been a while since we've gone live that we can put it out there. Amen. But the numbers are still a little low. Amen. So we don't want you to come. Amen. And not let us know, but we want to prepare. Amen. We want to prepare. Glory to God. And that is, amen, on July the 8th. Amen. If you're planning to come, please come. Do come. Amen. Glory to God. Do come and be a blessing. Do come, people of God. Amen. And meet, amen, the faces behind the PNN. Amen. Glory to God. Text us at those two numbers, 912-257-3918. Let us know, yes, I'm coming. Give us your name. Glory to God. Or you can text us at the 678-608-7234. Text us and let us know, amen, that you're coming. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. Amen. At this time, glory to God. Prophetess, we're going to release the platform back to you on tonight. Again, we thank God for allowing God to use you. Amen. In a mighty way. God bless you tonight. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Prophetess, we release the platform back to you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Ah, glory to Jesus. Oh, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Oh, glory to Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessings. Blessings to you, evangelist, Minister Bradley. Like I usually say, don't take this lightly or take this lightly when it comes to the things of the Lord or the word of God. I'm only a vessel that have made myself available. I don't think of myself as nothing, bless his name. I'm nothing but a humble servant. And so I thank God tonight that he found me, even found me worthy enough. You know, I could have died as a child. I could have died in my mother's womb, but God kept me for this time. And so I thank God for his word on tonight that has gone forth in our hearing. Bless his name, that we would take heed to what God is saying, because God is speaking very loudly, because he desires to be delivered. He desires to be saved and set free. And she said that I must give you my Cash App number if you desire to be a blessing. The number is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. The last name is Duncan, D-U-N, like in no, like in ma'am, B-E. And the dollar sign, Z-Z, like zebra, E-T, and the number 60. And so I thank God tonight for the CNN. I thank God for all the advisors and the prayer warrior. It takes everybody to make it work. But most of all, I thank God for you who take the time out to touch your phone and to dial the number, to come and sit and listen. Bless his name. You could have been somewhere doing something else. You could have been busy and said, I can't do it tonight. But you take the time out to dial the number. And because of that, may God bless you. And may God open out to you his good treasures and meet your need tonight. Bless his name, that you would never be in lack. But most of all, that God would cover us all with the blood of Jesus, cover our cars, our businesses, whatever concerns you, that God would cover us with the blood of Jesus, and that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And so tonight, we are dismissed from this line, but not from the presence of Almighty God. You have a blessed night. Until we meet on tomorrow, and I know that I love you, and I even though we don't see each other, but I just feel a love of God towards you. God bless you tonight, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. Listen, we will be back here on tomorrow night. We want you to come. Listen, people of God, we want you to tell somebody about the broadcast. Have not our hearts been blessed? Have not our soul been blessed? Amen. And the blessings continue. We want you to come on back and be with us on tomorrow night. And people of God, that does conclude tonight's broadcast. We'll see you on
on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.